This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is election day. It is beautiful outside.
Oh, no.
What's the matter, baby?
We're already back. Sorry.
I just was saying Alice at 97.3 when you sat down. We're totally fine. Don't you worry about it.
Well, you walk out there and it's like...
a whole other world?
Well, yes, that's it. There's a lot of, hey, look at this. Hey, look at this. Daddy. Oh, boy.
Oof. Daddy, what are you doing leaving your little closet when you know full well the family's out there just waiting on you?
Right.
Come on here, Daddy. Time to play, Daddy.
Oh, man.
Daddy, it's time.
One of them got something called kinetic sand.
Oh, what's that?
I don't know. I think it mushes together and stays in shape a little better than regular sand would, but it's still just messy, absolute. The gift that you should.
That sounds like an outdoor toy to me.
Yeah, well, it's being played with in the house at the moment.
Well, it should be played with in the garage. Didn't you just clean the garage?
Oh, my God. I would if they did that to the garage after I just... Listen to me what I did. I swept the garage... Then I vacuumed the garage.
Oh, boy.
And then I mopped the garage.
It's shiny. You could eat dinner out there in the garage.
You could, and I do not want any messes out there for at least a week. Oh. Give me a break. Come on.
Well, 1 week isn't too much to ask, is it?
It isn't. You're right. Mm. Anyway,
okay.
Our text number is 800-400-369. Do we have any business to attend to? Anything that we got to say?
No. Okay. We're good to go.
Well, then I would like to say, please listen to Jane this afternoon. She's an excellent radio show host. Best afternoon host in the whole wide world. And frankly, I imagine she gets calls daily from other towns like New York and L.A. that want to steal her from us.
Yes.
So please enjoy her while we got her.
Right. Hold on. Look up there at the...
Kinetic sand. There it is. It's an absolute disaster happening outside my
it
door.
It looks fantastic.
It's like Play-Doh, but better.
It's like the most awesome Play-Doh of all time. Wow. I really want some of that.
No, you don't, liar.
They're very big in daycares right now.
Kinetic sand is?
Yeah.
Do kids eat it?
Yeah.
I would imagine that they do.
Yeah.
See how it holds its shape, though? It's pretty neat.
I love it. That is, look, they're making scoops of ice cream. They're pressing it into stuff.
Oh, and it's softer than Play-Doh.
Yeah, and it doesn't dry out as much, apparently, but it still ends up everywhere, just like Play-Doh does.
Fun.
Our text number, 800-400-3697. Good morning, voters.
Good morning.
Here's some of the stuff you guys said. I went to Machu Picchu in 89. You could go everywhere. Chichen Itza is the Mayan ruins in Mexico.
Okay.
So, thank you. That's something we needed clarification on. I grew up overseas in the 80s and was able to climb on Stonehenge and the Colosseum. My parents have pics of us sitting on and playing hide and seek behind the stones and columns, etc.
Oh.
Well, and then they start to realize, wow, we're destroying this place and there's no way to,
it's right.
There's only one.
You're going to wear it down into the ground. It's going to be a pile of dust.
Oh, someone is saying, 925 says, the new iPhone can't be ordered until November 6th.
Oh, well, even then, I'm not going to order it.
Yeah,
I'm perfectly happy with the one I have now.
My sister-in-law has one.
Yeah, my friend has one.
Oh. Ooh.
Oh, you people with your... Texters don't know.
Texters don't know. Not everything.
People know.
Maybe that's the second round to pre-order. I'm not sure.
How is it? Do you notice a difference? Is it much more awesome?
My friend was able to just stand it on the table.
Yeah.
And it just
stayed. Nice.
And because of the square. And it looks exactly the same, though, as my phone.
That's worth $1,000.
Definitely.
Just to have it stand on the table. Awesome.
Yep. I think it was iPhone 4 or something. That was the one. I was like, this is awesome. I would film things and
yeah,
put it,
it's like the 5. You're right. It's like the 4 or 5. Somewhere in there. They like perfected it and then they ruined it.
Ruined it.
And then now
then
they're back
took the
to
jack away.
What you should do.
Even more ruined, right.
Let's see. Chichen Itza is the Mayan pyramid and ruins 3 hours from Cancun. Okay. So we got it. That ponytail one. I just passed it again. Oh, that's awful. I mean, you wouldn't stay with a guy who wears a fake ponytail all the time, do you?
I would think that I would be over him immediately. Like, because there'd be so many questions about, like, why and really? And
unless you want to just, like, be out places and pull it off him. And
yeah,
know,
that'd be fun. Just like, you better get in line or I'm yanking that tail off of you, fool. Be a good control mechanism, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, now we're just getting into that territory where the lady wants to divorce her husband because he wore a wig and she didn't know it.
Yep. There it is.
Just, I don't know. But I guess for
you
me,
should
tell
people ahead of time.
I would want to be with someone who swung whatever they got and isn't busy with the, stuff, fake stuff.
Very, very worried about what they.
Yeah, I mean,
what
I just
the outside
would want
world
you to just be, be you and let's just be cool with that. But, then again, you're talking to a guy who was with a girl who had chicken cutlets. No, not chicken. Little fake cutlets fell right out of
cutlets.
Her bra when we were at,
Didn't your dog eat one of them at one point?
Willa had it in her mouth, yes. Because it had hit the floor and,
and looked like chicken.
Wow. And by the way, that girl didn't need those. I don't know why she was. I have no idea.
They push everything up. Yeah. They push everything to the top of the bra.
All right.
So you
helps
get a little
the bra.
Rounder.
Helps
yeah.
Shape
you,
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I liked him, though, and I was sort of like, sure. I don't know, but okay. Whatever. Yeah. Please tell Sarah that her Gronk impression is getting old. It's downright cheesy.
Okay. I've noted it. Ding dong. Gronk. Love Tampa
408
Bay.
Says Rice Montana. It wasn't Rice Montana, though. It was Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison that had the most.
They have number one.
They had number one.
And then Brady,
oh, maybe
Gronk
they
are
passed
two?
Montana and Rice when Gronk, and maybe that's what it was. I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm sure Montana Rice has to be one of the big ones,
ones, right. Mm-hmm. I thought Vinny said, good morning, boners. And then I hear him talking about voting.
Everybody has one of those, so it just would be just as apropos.
I looked it up. It's actually Young and Rice.
Oh, Young Rice. Right. Rice. I was thinking Montana. Seems a long time ago. But what was he? Who did he connect with all the time? The sweetness?
Montana played with Rice, but I don't know. I don't know why they're not high up there as well, because they
not
both
enough
played.
Time.
They were both very prolific, both quarterbacks with him. Our polling place will be providing pens for people to keep or discard after voting.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of pens.
Yeah,
a waste.
And the
plastic.
Secrecy sleeves will also be single use discarded.
Wow.
Vote. All right. That's good. Whatever. I mean, you don't want people to feel like they can't vote because they feel like they're putting their health at risk, right? That's a major issue. So I can see why they're doing whatever they can. Please remember that California is considered a safe state for the Democrats and therefore is counted automatically. That's why we're not part of the conversation later in the day. Oh, so we're just going to go Democrat.
That's not why. It's because already mathematically someone has taken the lead to a point where even our electoral votes won't matter.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought.
That's what it is.
Right.
If it got close, they would need those those electoral votes, whether we're traditionally Democratic or not. It doesn't matter. By the time it gets, by the time the time has gotten over to us, they generally already know mathematically who has won.
Right.
What's the number? 270? Is that the number?
I don't remember.
Someone has to get to?
Travis Scott in the brown Batman costume. Who the hell cares?
People care.
Apparently.
Apparently. I mean, I was like, oh, that's neat. But then they're calling him S-Man and
well, that's a low blow. I didn't see that one coming. But then when you showed me the meme, I went, oh, that hurts. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. He spent $1 million on that costume. And he's Bleep Man? That sucks. Bless you, Sarah.
Oh, thank you. Is that when I sneezed?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they doing a bless your heart? Oh, bless your heart.
I think Lady Gaga is the fourth or fifth star that's born.
I think so. I don't know. There's been a bunch of them. There's the Judy Garland one, right? And then there's a Barbra Streisand one. And then there's one like before all of those. I don't know.
This person in 510 says Green Day has 25 albums. I don't know that, but 25? I do know they've written, they have a lot of albums, yes.
Well,
but,
I mean, they're going on 30 years, too, in the mainstream consciousness. Yep. So it is quite possible that they've done one every, you know, year and a half or so, and that would put them right at that. I mean,
and I guess the right way to say it is the newest, as in not new, but their newest album is excellent. They're still totally relevant.
I agree. There's always something on every record for me.
Mm-hmm. Drove to my, this is 925, says, drove to my polling place in Livermore at 7 a.m. and there was a line. Fortunately, I could drop my mail-in ballot off at the drop box with no delay. Please vote.
Please do. Oh, my God. I actually just can't wait for this day to be over. I really just want to have a good idea of what's going to happen, and I hope it just gets settled easily, and one way or the other, it's a landslide, so there can't be any questioning. Please just let it be over. I just want it to be over.
I do, too. Hi, Sarah and Vinny. Heard the other day that Scott Budman was inducted into the National Academy of TV Arts and Sciences. Alice is mentioned in the announcement.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, Brittany, grab that. We'll do that tomorrow morning.
That's very nice to hear that he thanked us for everything
that you've given him.
Mm-hmm. That's so stupid. I can't even just walk away from that one. My wife and I listen to all kinds of music. It's good to hear some older music. Thanks.
Yeah, it is kind of neat. I like it.
Vinny sounds so smart when he says copacetic. Okay.
You said copacetic today?
He did, yeah.
I believe I did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You always sound smart to me. I guess I just didn't notice it.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, too many of these are broken up into pieces. Hello, I just wanted to share that I worked as a volunteer at the San Mateo Expo Center, and it was empty most of the day. No lines at all. If someone is looking to vote today, I would highly recommend this location. There are 6 check-in stations and many, many socially distanced booths. The sanitation station, and I can say everything is sanitized between voters. Let's vote.
Woo! Can you go to any polling place in your state? Or do you have to go to the one that's assigned to you?
I thought you could go anywhere you want. Like sometimes, or in the past, I should say, there have been some that are local, as in right around the corner at the local elementary school.
So maybe that's
like that.
It. Like you looked for your local polling place, but you can go anywhere because it must be. Because I seem to recall them
looking through.
Yeah, because
if you go to work, you should be able to vote near work too.
Right.
You know?
It just seems like unless you had computers to cross someone off, then they could go vote in 12 different places. Like there has to be some way to mitigate that.
My sister waited at her polling place for an hour and a half in Brooklyn this morning, and she's never had to wait before. People are getting out there.
Good.
Good.
Thanks for waiting. Thanks for not abandoning ship.
Mm.
Oh, I just have this like pit in my stomach, just like, oh, I just want this to be over.
Well, I mean, you know.
Yes.
When you say over, I don't know. I don't. We still have COVID. We still have,
you have this part.
Tons of problems. But yes, it'd be nice for the election to be done.
Just to be decided. Just to know what the outcome is. Mm-hmm. Not that we're guaranteed that even 3 days from now. But just, you know, I would love to know. Enough already.
Brooks Laichus's name is pronounced like. Okay.
Oh, like. L-A-I-C-H.
Like. Brooks Laich's name is pronounced like. 6 months plus 1 day to get divorced in California.
Oh, all right.
You know, I'll read this, but I really... The whole popular vote conversation just makes you sound like a poor sport, and it's going to sound the same if it goes both ways. But Hillary won the popular vote. It's our archaic Electoral College 270 votes that continues to be USA's problem. Pray that doesn't happen again. Look, it's always been that way, and until someone decides to get involved and change it, every year we end up in this conversation. Someone do something not right before the election. How about that?
Right. Like, let's address this right after.
Because it's the same damn thing that happened in 2000, and it's happened
in all of the years. It's always, it's just, that's not the only time talking people about. Talk about
you just sound like that. Well, we didn't like the field. Well, you know what? It's the field. Both teams played on the same field.
Yep.
But so let's just not talk about that.
I like it.
Vinny, big dogs are so much more calm and quiet. I'm with you on the loud small dogs. I know the breeds mixed with poodle are tender
nuts.
Right now.
They're nuts.
Those but the poodle makes them smart and no shedding. We have a half Burmese mountain dog, half poodle. What? That's he is dog. Huge, but so smart and patient with the kids. I'm not an animal person, but our dog has been so great for our kids. I've not heard of the Burmese mountain dog poodle mix, but okay.
A Burmadoodle. The Labradoodles are nuts. And then there's some other doodle.
Well, there's a cockapoo. That was one. My mom had little Duffy, was our dog for years and years. It was
like
a cockapoo.
Spaniel.
It was a nice enough dog. Was poodle. About this big.
Oh, a little teeny.
How big
thing.
Is this?
I don't know. Eight,
like the size of
inches.
A sandwich. Okay. That's how big he was. Little thing. Cockapoo. And he was dark brown on our dark brown carpet. You can imagine how that went.
You get stepped on a lot?
Quite a bit. It's a bummer.
My mom
too,
had a Pom-a-poo.
A Pom-a-poo?
And it was also sandwich sized. Pomeranian poodle.
You know, someone wrote in and said, Vinny, you just donated to Lily's
Legacy
in Petaluma. Why don't you get a dog there? You know what? I'm going to say something to you about that. It takes a very special person to rescue a dog that may only have from 3 months to 3 years left to live. You really have to have, you can't have a household full of little kids, that's for sure, because the dog needs sometimes special needs.
Absolutely.
And you also have to be willing to be in love with someone for a very limited time. It takes a special person, and I'm proud of anyone who can go do it. I really am. And look into that. Lily's Legacy, if you're interested. They have dogs right now. I'm following them on Instagram, and I'm like, oh. And then I inside go, oh, no. You need to stop looking at that.
Yeah.
You're going to end up with 15
dogs. You're
going to
wind up with a dog, right. Even just one. Oh, a dog. You're getting one soon.
Anyway, I'm completely out of time, but thanks so much for sending in your text today. We'll be back after these.
Sarah. And Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. Get out there and vote if you haven't already done so. You got to do it. It's got to be done. And then tomorrow it'll all be over. You right?
Hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Be super. Either way, enjoy the beautiful day. It is gorgeous outside right now.
What are you going to do? You've already voted.
Oh, Johnny Mosley's coming over. We got a podcast to cut today.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And then I'm going to go pick up my contact lenses. As you can see, I'm totally out of them.
Oh, right.
Get fitted for a new pair of glasses.
Oh, did you have to, so did your prescription run out? You have to go get tested again or what?
No, no, no. I got tested and then I've been trying all these different combos and stuff, you know, to find the right thing. So that took a few weeks and then I figured out what I wanted, but then I kept forgetting to say, hey, these are the ones I want. So then I ran out and they ordered them and they just came in. So.
All right. Yeah, it is. When you get contacts to save your, like I now wear them when I go in the ocean. It's so liberating to know that you can see.
Oh,
it's like another world.
I honest to God, those, and I have the ones that they're multifocal, right? So I can read and I can do close work and I can see and I can drive.
Oh,
it's,
that's
it's
great.
Amazing. They're amazing.
I'm
going
to have to end up
them.
There eventually, but right now I'm just looking for the long vision.
Right. It's definitely a thing. Anyways, I'm going to go get those and then I think I'm going to, I might see if the fabric store is open, the little social distance fabric store.
Oh,
I know. I haven't been to the fabric store for so long. It's going to be so fun. If All John right. will take me. John has to take me.
Well, Sarah, you go rip it up out there
Thanks.
Today.
Thanks. What are you doing today?
You know what I'm going to go do. I'm going to go grab a quick surf, and then I'm going to hang with my kids for a few hours while... Oh, Mom.
Party.
I guess we'll all hang out and party then.
Party. Yep. Oh, that's right. She's off. Oh, my God. You're going to have a great family day.
I guess I won't have to hurry back, will I?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's something for you guys to decide.
Better get out of here.
All right.
Have
see you
a
later.
Good one, everyone.
Bye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.